You come out to say Kiddush Levana, and you notice that the moon is covered by a cloud. May one recite Kiddush Levana when the moon is covered over? Is there a difference between how thick the moon is if it's a thin, between how thick the cloud is if it's a thick cloud or a thin cloud? If you could still see moonlight or you can't see moonlight but you know it's there, what is the halachic ruling regarding such a case? So it's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah, chapter 426, Halacha 1, that one must be able to benefit from the moonlight in order to say the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Accordingly, the Magen Avraham there writes in the name of the Radbaz that whether or not you can say a bracha of Kiddush Levana when there's a cloud covering the moon is dependent on the thickness of the cloud. If the cloud is so thick that you can't see moonlight and you can't benefit from its light, then you can't say the bracha. But if the light is able to penetrate the cloud, because the cloud is not that thick, and you can still benefit from the moonlight in case it was dark, then you are allowed to say Kiddush Levana. In the event that one said Kiddush Levana while he cannot benefit at all from the moonlight, then it is invalid and it must be repeated. Although the above is the ruling of the Magen Avraham, the Radbaz, the Mishnah Berurah, and other Paiskim, we do find some Paiskim who hold that you should never say Kiddush Levana when there is a cloud covering over the moon, even if it's a very thin cloud. So writes the Ben Ish Chai and the Chida on Meir Be'etzban, brought in the Kaf HaChaim. And this is practically how many Sfardim hold, and therefore they don't say Kiddush Levana when any cloud at all is covering over the moon. However, even according to them, seemingly, this only applies when you're going to have another opportunity to say Kiddush Levana. If, however, the opportunity will leave, and because of this you will miss saying Kiddush Levana, then seemingly even in their opinion, it is permitted to recite Kiddush Levana when the cloud is not thick enough to block the light. Now what do you do in a case where the cloud is not yet covering the moon, but you know that the cloud is about to cover the moon, and you may lose it for a while? Can you start the bracha even though you know that in the midst of the bracha the moon will be covered? So the answer is that initially, if you know that the moon's going to be covered in the middle of your blessing, you cannot say the bracha. However, if you didn't know and in the middle of your bracha it became covered, then midyavid, it's okay. We find brought in the Magen Avraham in the name of the Magad Meisharim of the Beis Yosef that in a month that one is able to recite Kiddush Levana Matzei Shabbos, it is a good omen from Hashem that the month will be successful, while a month that one is unable to recite Kiddush Levana that month due to being covered by a cloud, that is not a good omen. Therefore, we should all merit to have clearly seen moons in order to recite Kiddush Levana and receive Hashem's blessing.